Yo, what is up, guys? It's your girl Bex, and welcome back to the Race Rundown. Long time no see, everyone. I know I haven't uploaded in a while. Sorry, life's been a little bit heavy at the moment, but we are back, ladies and gentlemen, just in time for the next season. Let's go. So, we are going to talk Drive to Survive today. We are going to talk liveries. We are going to talk about team drama, potential return of Christian Horner. We're going to talk about the spinny wing on that Ferrari and the performance of Aston Martin. So, let's just dive straight into it. First off, we're going to talk about the team drama. Plenty going on with Mercedes at the moment. Are they getting banned? Are they not? I have tried to stay away from it as much as possible because, quite frankly, the thought of McLaren and Mercedes and all of their other teams that they supply engines to having their engines and fuel banned terrifies me. I'd rather not think about it, to be honest. But yeah, lots of drama going on, lots of pre-season drama as always. A lot of it, I am still not sure if it's made up or not. We will have to wait and see on that. We also have the drama around Christian Horner potentially coming back to a team. He has been potentially linked to Alpine. He's been hovering around a little bit. I personally haven't missed him on the grid. However, I know there are some people that have. I would not be upset if he didn't come back. Sorry, everyone. But yeah. In terms of the car performances so far in pre-season testing, the Ferrari is looking very strong, people. I don't want to say it, but the Ferrari is looking very, very strong. All the Tifosi out there, could it be your year? I feel like at the beginning of every season, we always say it could be Ferrari's year. It could be the year that they win it. And I'm like, it actually could be. I mean, the way the spinning wing just dumps the dirty air is quite impressive. They're going to be doing better than Aston Martin, that's for sure. We don't even need to go into how far off the pace that Aston Martin is. Jesus Christ. So yeah, it's all looking positive for McLaren. It's all looking positive for Mercedes and Ferrari. I would love to see Ferrari do well this year. In the words of Sebastian Vettel, even if you're not a Ferrari fan, you are a Ferrari fan. So before I go into my thoughts and feelings on the liveries, I want to touch on here the absolute shocking pile of shite that was Drive to Survive. Did anyone else think it was boring this year? I feel like we glossed over the biggest piece of drama. Can't help but think that Horner might have threatened Netflix with a lawsuit on that one, because why else would we have glossed over that? But there was so much more they could have gone into. You know, they've touched on the rivalries between bloody Oscar and Lando, but they didn't really do a lot with it. It was just kind of boring, I guess. I don't know. Maybe Netflix were hoping that they could just make two episodes out of Christian Horner's drama, and then he came along and went, listen here, mate, you put that in an episode and I'll sue your ass. You just don't know. I think it was very inauthentic of what went on in the season for them not to report on it. But hey ho, it is what it is. So I want to talk about the liveries, because obviously last year we had a 75 live event showing off all the liveries. This year they had different launch events for each team. We're going to start from the top, reigning world champions at this time, the McLaren MCL40. What do we think of it? It's okay. I guess it's kind of the same as last year with the black stripe on it. I like the wheels, the blurred out Google wheels. I think they're quite cool. That's about it, really. That's all I can say. To give it a score out of 10, I'd probably say 4. Pretty similar to last year. Nothing wrong with it overall. Cadillac. God damn. That Cadillac. Ooh, the black version in particular. God damn. It looks classy. It looks nice. Again, out of 10. Solid 8. Solid 8. It's up there. Then you've got the Williams FW48 and a partnership with M&S. Anyone else think that's weird? Anyway, moving on. The Williams, hate the wheels. The colour is okay, I guess. The Duracell battery is iconic as always. The Barclays logo on the side is a completely different blue to the rest of the car, and it's really throwing me off. Out of 10, 5. Next, the Alpine A526. I hate the pink. Throwing it out there for all those that have been listening to the podcast for as long as we've been going. Alpine, I don't like the Racing Point pink. Sorry, never have, never will. The car itself isn't bad. I just don't like the pink. So for that reason, give it a solid 6. The Ferrari SF26. The HP logo, man. The HP logo and the white. It's a no from me. I don't enjoy it. I prefer the red. The HP logo just looks awful. Out of 10. A solid 3. A solid 3. Sorry, everyone. The Mercedes W17E Performance. Not gonna lie, I like the livery on the Mercedes. Hate to say it, but I do. I would give it a solid 7.5. Yes, we're doing half scores now. The Audi R26. A lot of people don't like it. I freaking love this car, okay? This is definitely up there for me. Solid 9. I love the bright colour. I love the simple design. I love the fact that the Audi logo on the side of it sticks out in that black. I love the fact that they've kept it simple yet classy. I love it. Some people preferred the red and black of the concept F1 car. I did love that as well. But yeah, I like where they've gone with it. I like the neon. I think it looks really cool. Haas VF26. This livery. Okay, 10 out of 10, 8 left no crumbs. I know some people will strongly disagree with me, and that's fine. But the Haas to me, the red, the black, the white, the placement of the sponsors, it's just gorgeous. Like, even the sponsors have a colour theme that fits with the car. Like, you can tell that they've integrated the sponsors with the car design, which I love, whereas they've just taken a Ferrari and gone, yeah, we'll just slap a fucking bright blue HP logo on it. Why not? Yeah, I'll tell you why not, because it fucking looks shit, that's why. However, the Haas, all of their sponsors fit with the colour theme, and it looks good, and I love it. I love it. 10 out of 10. The Red Bull RB22. I don't like it. Shock. No, this isn't me hating Red Bull, okay? I just want to throw that out there. I do not hate Red Bull, okay? I hate the drink, but I don't hate the team. This car, the blue is fucking disgusting. It's like the blue on the freaking HP logo again. We get it. You've got Ford Racing involved. We understand that, but why did you have to go for the blue? It's horrible. It's horrible. Having seen the older Red Bulls in person with the matte black that's kind of blue and it looks really sleek and the Red Bull logo just stands out and it looks fucking amazing. And then you've got this pile of trash with like blue end fins on the front wings, like a weird sort of watery looking blue down the outside. I don't like it. I'm sorry. I preferred the matte finish on it. It's shiny. I just don't like it. I probably also don't like the fact that Max has got the number 3 on his car when I'm used to him having the number 1. I don't like that either. I mean, the longer I look at it, the more it's kind of growing on me though. So I'll be generous and give it like a solid 5. But I'm not a fan of the blue. I think the race suits look weird with the blue. I think that... The thing is, it probably looks weird because it's finally different. The Red Bull's been the same for such a long time that now that it's finally different, I'm like, wait, hold up. It's different. What the fuck? So yeah, solid 5. The Racing Bulls V-Carb 03. I prefer that, to be honest, over the original Red Bull because it's got touches of blue, but it's not as obnoxious. So I would still give it like a 7. Because it's a Red Bull. I can't be too generous. No, I'm joking. Yeah, solid 7 or 8. I like if they did the Red Bull like that with the subtle blue, I think I'd like it more. I think there's just too much blue, if that makes sense. Which is really ironic because obviously Red Bull cans have the blue as well. Like, I understand that. But it just looks slightly more subtle and better on the RB than the V-Carb than it does the normal RB. So again, V-Carb 03, 7. Solid 7. The Aston Martin ARM 26. Isn't that just the same car as last year? Aston Martin don't really change their livery. I love the racing green still. it's just classic Aston Martin. Love that. But it's the same car every year with a couple changes in where the sponsors are. And that is it. Nothing else has changed at all. So, yeah, boring. Okay, so this year, ladies and gentlemen, if you're not on the Facebook group already, please join the Facebook group. We do posts on there. We have, obviously, updates. We have what's going on at Race Rundown HQ. But I've also put on there recently a link for our F1 Predicts League, as well as our F1 Fantasy League. So if anyone out there from across the globe that's listening would like to join us on the Race Rundown Fantasy team this year, it is open to all of you. And I look forward to you joining. So please join, even if it's your first time playing fantasy team like it was with me last year. It's a load of fun and I highly recommend it. And it's a judge-free zone. You can come over here, join the Fantasy League for the first time. See if you like it. Even if you don't, just see if you like it. We will even put a leaderboard on social media for the league of where you are at if you join us. So please join us on the F1 Predicts Fantasy League. Join us on the fantasy team for F1 as well. We look forward to having you. And yeah, who knows? There might even be a special shout out for you in later episodes as we go through the season. Fun times. So ahead of this, everybody, we have Australia. At the time of recording, we have Australia this weekend. 5 a.m. start. Love it. As always, I am incredibly excited for Australia. Let's see if it rains this time, shall we? At the moment, a lot of the teams can't even get to Melbourne because of all the wars that are going on. Cheers, Trumpy. Just ruining everybody's fucking lives. Cheers for that. So yeah, we'll just have to wait and see. As far as I was aware, half of the Williams mechanics and half of the Alpine's mechanics can't even leave the UK right now because they would have to do a stopover in the Middle East and then get to Australia. Can't do that at the moment because it's currently being bombed. So yeah, we shall have to wait and see for developments on that. Could the Bahrain Grand Prix be cancelled? That's looking pretty likely at the moment, unless they want to be racing around a war zone. Yeah, not ideal. We will keep you, of course, updated on all of that. What other news do we have going on? Oh yes, I have a project, ladies and gentlemen. I am currently running a project for myself. In my infinite wisdom, despite life being a little bit heavy at the moment, have finished the collection of Lego F1 Speed Champions. I have finished the collection and I am ready to build the frame to hold it together. Now, I'm not naming names here, but the frames to put the F1 cars on are ridiculously expensive, so I will not be purchasing one of those. I'm making my own. So wish your girl some luck, okay? I've tried it once. I messed it up. I've had to wait for another frame. Not proud of it. Not happy about it. But it's fine. We'll get there in the end. It'll all be okay. We'll get there in the end. I will post a picture on socials the second the frame is done. Because I feel like you guys will want to see it. And I want you to see it personally. Because it's going to look great, she says, hopefully. Yeah, we have a lot to come this year. We have lots to look forward to in terms of F1 shenanigans, but also in terms of the podcast, the plans we have for it this year, as well as perhaps some guests we could get on, some co-hosts for specific episodes, maybe even some out and about vlog type footage. So if that's something you sound interested in and you aren't already, please subscribe, please follow us on all platforms where you can get your podcasts. I've been Bex, this has been the Race Rundown, and I'll catch you in the next one. Peace.